Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 9th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 64 years ago, today in 1960, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the first birth control pill. And that's all I have to say about that. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's partly cloudy and feels like 50 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:27. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. And it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 59 and wind of 9 mile per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers and a low around 46. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 7 a.m. with a high tide at 1 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 51 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers each day and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Friday showers are likely afternoon with a high near 55 degrees. The chance of rain continues Friday night and through the weekend. Monday will be mostly sunny and much warmer with a high near 67 and a chance of afternoon showers. A chance of showers continues Monday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Divine Sweater, a local band from Boston, will fulfill a long-held ambition by performing at Boston Calling this year. The band members expressed immense excitement about their debut at the festival, describing it as an unbelievable opportunity. Divine Sweater has been a staple in Boston's music scene since its formation. The band has attended Boston Calling as fans in the past and looks forward to playing for a new audience at New England's largest festival. Now on to sports. Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets has secured his third NBA MVP title in 4 years, an accolade that places him among the ranks of basketball legends like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Moses Malone. At 29 years old, the Serbian center is celebrated for his versatile play, highlighted by averages of 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists per game this season. Known as the Joker, Jokic is praised for his impactful play, which has significantly shaped the Nuggets' strategies and successes, including last year's NBA championship. His unique ability to influence games not only reflects in his statistics, but also in the high regard from peers, such as LeBron James, who acknowledges Jokic as one of the greatest in the game. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Braves 5-0. And the Bruins on the road lost to the Panthers 6-1. Tonight, the Celtics are at home to take on the Cavs for game 2. In top news, NASA is developing a new propulsion system that could significantly reduce travel time to Mars, cutting the journey from 9 months to just 2. This innovation is part of NASA's Innovative Advanced Concepts program, which has advanced 6 projects to its second stage of development. Among them is a pulsed plasma rocket being developed by Howe Industries in Arizona. This rocket, using nuclear fission for propulsion, could generate a thrust of up to 23,000 pounds, promising high fuel efficiency and the ability to carry heavier spacecraft. This technology could minimize astronauts' exposure to space radiation and microgravity, enhancing the safety and feasibility of manned Mars missions. In business news, the new Matter 1.3 specification enhances smart home technology by introducing energy management and expanding device compatibility to include major home appliances like ovens and cooktops. Despite these advancements, the rollout has been hindered by major smart home platforms like Apple, Google, and Amazon, which have yet to support even the previous version, Matter 1.2. This bottleneck challenges the adoption and practical utility of Matter, as manufacturers and platforms need to embrace the updates to realize the standard's full potential in creating a universally interoperable smart home environment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $61,500. Ethereum is just under $3,000. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers at Heriot-Watt University in Scotland have developed an innovative material that could significantly reduce humanity's carbon footprint. This new substance, formed in a unique cage of cages structure, is designed to capture carbon dioxide and sulfur hexafluoride more efficiently than natural processes like tree absorption. Dubbed a major breakthrough in the fight against climate change, this material utilizes a combination of oxygen, nitrogen, and fluorine, and has the potential to sequester these harmful gases more rapidly than traditional methods. As the urgency to address global warming intensifies, such advancements in carbon capture technology offer a promising avenue for mitigating environmental impact. Entertainment news. Sydney Sweeney is set to embody the role of Christy Martin, a notable prizefighter from the 90s, known as the Female Rocky, in an upcoming project. Martin, the first female signee of promoter Don King, achieved fame as a welterweight champion, but faced severe personal challenges, including an attempted murder by her husband and manager, Jim Martin. Sweeney, moving beyond her previous roles, including her notable work in Euphoria, is eager to undertake a significant physical transformation for the role, embracing a rigorous training regimen and a high-protein diet. This role offers her a chance to showcase her versatility and strength in a demanding physical and dramatic portrayal. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of Sydney Sweeney, the new female Rocky, our quote comes from the male Rocky. And he said, "You gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that. And that ain't you. You're better than that." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.